Welcome to Healthcare Journey Radio. The mission of Healthcare Journey is to be the most respected, valued, and used virtual multiple sclerosis center for all patients, caregivers, HCPs, and payors, providing the highest quality information and services to best manage diseases, conditions, and symptoms. Find more information on Healthcare Journey at healthcarejourney.com. And now, your host, Christine Granfield.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christine Granfield, and I'm your host for Healthcare Journey Radio. The purpose of the show is to explore a new health and wellness topic each month that might help you manage your multiple sclerosis. We'll explore all kinds of topics, such as disease-modifying therapies, diets, exercise, acupuncture, massage, and on and on. So if there's a specific topic you're interested in, please let us know. Today's show is going to focus on healing light-guided imagery for multiple sclerosis, and our guest today is Paula Marie Jackson. Paula is a certified hypnotherapist who recently demonstrated what science calls proof of concept for a new type of therapy called healing light-guided imagery. In a small study involving 12 patients with MS, this novel therapy led to improvements in depressed mood, fatigue, and physical and mental quality of life. Paula was diagnosed with MS in 1999, and she lost her vision, hearing, ability to walk, and was in bed with fatigue for an average of 18 hours a day. And using healing light-guided imagery, she regained her vision, hearing, and the ability to walk, and is now virtually symptom-free. So we're very excited to learn about this new treatment therapy and what happened and how this all works. She is currently conducting a study at the University of California, San Diego to further her research for people with MS to determine the significance of this new treatment and its impact on quality of life. So, Paula, thank you so much for joining us today on Healthcare Journey Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. And I want to say, first of all, hats off to you for providing the amazing work that you're doing for the sufferers of MS. I was absolutely wonderfully so blown away to see what you've done, Christine. And it's an honor and a privilege to be here having this conversation with you today.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words. And I can't wait to get started. I want to learn all about this. So my first question is, what is this? What is healing light-guided imagery and how does it help MS patients?
Well, HILGI, as we call it at UCSD, it can be classified as a meditation, a integrated mindfulness is what the researchers are calling it. And I liked their interpretation because it's almost like the cliff notes to a wonderful spa day for the mind. And it's a happy experience where each participant I've worked with in our pilot study has been able to go to a wonderful place, which I believe is inside of each and every one of us, a place of joy and possibilities and goodness, and call it miracles if you'd like. And it provides them a different neuroplasticity path, I call it, with repetitive use. And so I'm just so pleased to be able to bring it to UCSD where they can properly get it out to the world and the sufferers of MS. And so we've got a lot of great backing with Dr. Paul Mills. He's the director of the Center of Excellence for Research and Training of Integrative Health. And of course, we've got our wonderful Dr. Revere Kinkle here, who is the director of the MS program, which I'm very grateful for the two of these amazing physicians to be able to be backing us today.
And it is fabulous. You know, when I first heard of it, I was amazed because I thought, okay, so here's kind of, some people might say it's kind of fluff therapy or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, here it's so important and to be able to have a clinical trial actually showing that something that, you know, we've talked to other people who are doing yoga and they're finally starting to try and find out, is yoga helping people? Is massage helping people with MS? And now to have such a therapy such as yours be investigated from a clinical trial to see if it will work is so exciting. So, and that's the purpose of Healthcare Journey Radio is to, in the Health and Wellness Center, is to let people know where these therapies are and to be able to test them, because what might work for somebody, maybe massage works for one person, yoga works for another, and maybe your healing light guided imagery is going to work for someone else. So it's so exciting to see something like this enter clinical trials. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Every single researcher who has been a part of this always says, how did you get this far? And I really think it's the grace of God, and it's time. Paul Mills always opens up a lot of his talk saying it's time for science to meet spirituality. And so even though science has very rigorous methodologies, we have followed every single one, and we're still getting the results. So we're doing both.
That's fantastic. Very exciting. So how did you get involved with healing light guided therapy?
Well, for my fellow MS sufferers, I was diagnosed myself in 1999, and in just a few weeks, I lost my vision, hearing, walking. I had seizure tremors, incontinence, and it was shocking. And I was in bed an average of 18 hours a day. And anybody who has suffered from fatigue, which I imagine the majority of these listeners know what I'm talking about, is that, you know, you have a couple choices. And I had a lot of time on my hands. And I sat and I pray a lot, which is the truth. And my mother, she had a saying, I don't believe in miracles, I count on them, she would say. And I was in bed quite a bit, and I literally had visions. And when we talk about healing light, you know, light is a statement and a phrase where you can say, boy, are you lighthearted? Or it's darkness before the light. And in my case, it just so happened that I kept seeing this vision of this light, this wonderful light. And you know, we see it in the movies, on a lot of the films regarding metaphysicality at times, and the light is shown. And it was similar to that, and it was just focused really around my head. And Eastern philosophy would call it the crown chakra. It's just literally the entire head. And because of the myelin that everybody's familiar about, I just focused on the myelin itself repairing itself and getting those connections put back throughout my body so that I would regain the health I remembered. And so after just a couple months, I was up and about traveling the world, having fun and doing my thing. And I never really looked back. I never looked back.
Wow. And so it was kind of that visualization of the myelin repairing itself. And so it was that kind of the start of this healing light guided therapy that you thought, okay, so if it worked for me, maybe it can work for someone else. How did that process happen?
Well, fortunately, I have a background with clinical trials, and my leave it to my mother. Oh, honey, you need to show the world what you did. I said, Mom, do you have any idea what science is going to require? And it took me quite some time. I was very, very blessed that the vice president of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, the vice president of research and policy, Nicholas LaRocca, I called him. He was my first call. And I said to him, is this worth my time? What's your opinion? And this was, gosh, almost 5 years ago. And he said, yeah, it is worth your time. And he not only assisted me and has been a personal guide to me during this time, he also wrote the very first protocol. And he originally wanted me to work with scripts, which we gave it our best shot, but there were just some issues that we couldn't pull it totally together, although we have a referring physician from Scripps, La Jolla. And so we moved it into UCSD, and it really is a proper place anyway because of the research and also the resources that UCSD has. And because they have a really big mindfulness center as well, it's very, very likely.
California, San Diego, correct?
Yeah. University. Yes.
UCSD is the University of California, San Diego.
Right. Sorry for the acronyms. Yeah. And so with being in, I was just for this, because of the wonderful work that Christine is doing, the healthcare journey, Paul Mills even opened up another office to support this for anybody that's local. We're also, Dr. Kinkle said, please make this available on Skype for those that aren't ambulatory. And so their support has been off the charts.
That's great. And I have some percentages here from the pilot study that you did, which I believe was with 12 patients. So it is a small study, but the percent changes are incredible. So the therapy led to a 76% decrease in depressed mood, a 28% decrease in fatigue, a 29.7% increase in physical quality of life, and with a modest 12% increase in mental quality of life. So that's very impressive. So for something that is, you know, it's not invasive, it's not a procedure or anything that you need to undergo. It's really just, you know, healing light guided imagery, guided therapy that is very positive and moving and spiritual. So I want to find out more. So so the therapy in terms of, you know, for MS patients, what can be expected and how can it help me? Like what would I need to do? Would I call you? How do I start the process of this therapy? And what would I need to go through in order to, how long would it take? And I know this is a bunch of questions, but what would I need to go through and how long would it take for me to get to a point of where I might say, oh, I see an improvement. I see a difference.
Well, those are all really, really good questions. And we spent a considerable amount of time setting up a website just for everybody from the healthcare journey who would like to take a next step. And I'm also taking a wait list just so everybody gets proper attention. And
can you just mention what that website is? Do you have the website address so people know where to go?
Yeah, it's guidedimagerypro.com, which is GUIDEDIMAGERYPRO.com. And so we got a lot of help to get the right questions, to see if UCSD might want to also use some of the preliminary information. We want to be able to reach out to everybody to provide a wonderful wait list. I was also asked, and I'm in process of further training some hypnotherapists, not only for our further research, but also for healthcare journey and all the participants. And for anybody who is really looking for another tool, is what I call it, in their bag. It's a wonderful tool. It's a spa day for the mind. And after you register, what you can expect is a lot of fun. That I can tell you. Everybody I've worked with.
When I spoke with you over the phone, I asked you a little bit about how it worked, and you said, think of a yellow flower, and I had one in my mind, and it was a daisy, and you said, think of where that would be, and in my perfect world, that would be along the ocean, running down to the ocean, and just that thought alone in a very busy, stressful day, it was kind of like, So immediately that kind of connection is what I think is part of the therapy, and that's kind of where you're leading people, right, to that perfect place in their mind, so that they are more less stressful, they are calming themselves down, they are in a better place, if you will.
Oh, that was really well said. Thanks for using that example. Everybody, it's the creative imagination. Everybody has one. You know, even sitting here right now, you can say, okay, picture your feet walking across a wonderful white sanded beach. And right now, everybody's going to see themselves somewhere. Now, where would that place be? We're not, sure exactly, but every single person with Hilge, it's customized. And I call it their heaven on earth. And by the fourth session, we get it to a point where within minutes, a person can experience what you experienced with the daisy. And the mind doesn't know the difference between what it imagines over and over again and what's really real. And the emotional body, as people call it, will feel the sensations of wellness, goodness, healing, joy. And with repetitive use, because I suggest, I use Hilge to this day, 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night. I set my day and then I close my day because I want to set the parameters of my mind for a perfect health and healing. And so, and that's what Hilge does. And by the fourth session with my MS participants, they're able to take it home and use it. I do believe you should teach somebody to fish instead of give them one, and so that they'll have a tool for the rest of their life. And that was always the goal, that they not only use it when they're here, but anytime they might want to use it, any symptom that they might have, they can pull it forth. And my patients, you know, they say, oh my gosh, you know, I had this pain. And then I remembered Hilge. So I stopped everything and sat for 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, the pain just drifted away into my wonderful thinking and thoughts. And I hear it all the time. There was a OR nurse who, she says, I think I'm going to stop the progression on my MRI. And I said, if you believe it, you can do it. And she came running down the hall one day and she jumped on Dr. Mills and said, I did it, I did it, I did it. And she's from the medical field. And so it really held a lot of weight. So, you know, at UCSD, they have all the records. They have the MRI. Any type of story like this that has come forward has been documented for the clinical trial. It's a pending trial right now. It's looking pretty good, you know, God willing. And all those documents are there so that the National Multiple Sclerosis Society can be more aware. Now, the good news for individuals who like alternative therapies is Nicholas LaRocca did educate me that this year is the first year that the majority of their money is going to alternative therapy. So the timing on Hilge is perfect.
That's great. That's great. And again, Hilge is the Healing Light Guided Imagery. That's the acronym for it. So I just wanted people to connect that. And also, I wanted to let people know that, you know, this, we did mention and started out saying that this is in clinical trials, but I think a really important component of this is that this is available now. So, and Paula is, you know, is teaching this in her practice right now. So for those of you hearing this out there, if you would like to participate in this therapy now, there's no need to have to wait until the clinical trial is completed. So that's a little different than like pharmaceutical drugs and things like that. So that's a wonderful kind of thing. And the website again is guidedimagerypro.com, and we will have that listed on the website, as we always do with the health and wellness topics. We'll have all the top 10 outcomes from this talk on there with all the resources. So Paula, so the next thing, if somebody's out there with MS and is thinking, okay, so, you know, I'd really like to try this, is this covered by insurance?
Well, we are definitely going to work on that very diligently. Just last week, Dr. Mills says, you know what? The possibilities are greater than they used to be. So it isn't at this moment, but once we make more progress, and as I said, I'm so thrilled that UCSD has opened two offices for me to take patients that are interested from the healthcare journey. And so there's a lot of momentum behind this. And so it will be my highest desire and wish to push this through for the sufferers of MS. And I think we're getting closer than ever. I've looked into a lot of the needs and legalities, and Dr. Mills, in addition to the wonderful work he does in integrative medicine, he's also the director of psychiatry. So psychiatry, this is a big thing for them. And so under his psychiatry header, That would make it easier for insurance. So that's a long answer, but we're working towards it, Christine.
That's great. And so if it's not covered by insurance, then the next question would be, how much would someone expect to pay along the way to have this type of therapy? Is it very expensive? Is it not so expensive? What would it cost, but ballpark?
Well, what we did is I worked with UCSD as well on what would make the most sense. So we used the exact same model inside for the research component of $150 a session. And we're utilizing 10 sessions. And so the entire cost is over a 10-week period. And it's very important that when you're ready to bring Hilgi in your life, that expect it's 10 weeks. And every week I like to have a very specific time so you can get into the repetitive habit. And so when you sign up at guideimagerypro.com, to make it really easy, what we did was make a deposit. It secures a waitlisted position, and then you're okay until we get in contact with you, get your actual dates, first date started, and it's within I think 10 days that the balance would be due. So it's a planning for everybody involved that way, and you can work, you know, with me, and we will organize all the scheduling and everything needed, because the whole point of this that I really want to put forward is that this is fun. It's a spa day for the mind. The price itself, yeah, it's a good question. It's, you know, I had to do a lot of research. Me, myself, I was on interferon. It was $1,000 a week, I want to say. I didn't stay on it all that long, but that was just not the direction I wanted to take my own therapy. But when you look at the actual possibilities of what Hilgi has done, the statistics are pretty incredible. I mean, the feeling when you have MS and you think about what might happen to you or the outcome, because it's fairly dreadful. I mean, let's face it. And to see that, oh my gosh, I can have a decreased depressed mood by almost 80%. My fatigue is going to be decreased by almost 30%. That's a lot. And the fact that you're going to have that tool and you can go to it all the time. And so you'll have it for the rest of your life.
That's great. And so I'm on the East Coast. There's lots of people all around the country that are listening to this. You're obviously on the West Coast. So for those people with MS all around the country, you did mention that people can Skype with you and they could, how would people around the country access this therapy if they can't come to your office?
Well, you pretty much hit it, Christine, is that I was doing some preliminary work with Skyping some of my clientele, and it worked incredibly. I have to say, hats off to technology because it worked. And again, it's a 10 weeks. And so instead of walking into the office, and you're more than welcome to walk into the La Jolla or Hillcrest office, we can Skype. And that was also, Dr. Kinkle really, really is such an advocate. And I agree with Healthcare Journeys Forum, which is changing healthcare. And it's just, we want to be on the forerunner part of his request that you don't have to walk into an office in order to get what you need. And so I want to help support that. And when he asked me if we could do this, I said, absolutely, we will do this.
And so you're the only one doing healing light guided imagery, Hilgi. But what about other similar types of treatment? What would you most compare yourself to? You mentioned meditation, but are there specific programs that people should be aware of if they maybe can't afford your program or they're interested in something that's similar? Where are some? Do you have any idea of some places they could go or look for alternative types of therapies like yours?
Well, for MS specific, what I am aware of is that Individuals have gone to do CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. Mindfulness is, at least at UCSD, it's $650. It's 8 sessions. And you also have 45 minutes of homework every single day while you're in mindfulness. Hilgi, you have none, by the way, because you just go to your happy place and it's a joy. There's no homework. And then I understand there's cranial sacrum. But I mean, the good news today, we're making breaking news today because this is the first time Hilgi has hit the public. And really, it's a standalone. Honestly, Christine, it is.
That's great. And so you know, you've mentioned religion, you've mentioned spirituality, you've mentioned that you pray a lot. What about our listeners out there that are, you know, don't believe in God, that are atheists? You know, does this type of treatment, would they, maybe they're not interested in it, but would it work for them? Or do you need to be very religious in order for it to work?
That's a great question. And well, I'm sorry to say, atheists of the world, it still works, you know? And so it really, I've had agnostics. I don't think a belief system, I don't think a culture, creed, race, I don't think anything can possibly impede your higher connection to the possibilities of providing a better life for yourself. So it's a good question. And I've had a lot of them because, you know, I'm in research. Doctors, for the most part, they're agnostic. And here I am. So that's the truth. Here I am.
That's great. Well, Paula, it's so exciting to hear about this different type of therapy, and I hope that everyone listening has learned something today, and maybe it's something that you'd like to try and to improve your quality of life. And we will have everything, all the information from this on a PDF along with the video recording, and you can download that so that you'll have everything typed out in the guidedimagerypro.com website in case you want to visit that and check it out. And thank you so much, Paula, for sharing what you're doing, and we wish you the best of luck.
Well, Christine, same to you, my dear. And anything that I can do to offer more, don't hesitate to call me, please.
Thank you. So thanks for joining Healthcare Radio today. We hope you learned something today. And please join us next month where we will learn about a different health and wellness topic for MS. And you can visit www.healthcarejourney.com to let us know any topics you're interested in and to ask our experts about ways that you can improve your health. Thanks so much. Have a great day.